news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
A spending bill passed both houses of Congress on Thursday, a busy day filled with high drama on Capitol Hill. After Trump spent much of the day signaling that he might not sign the bill, Mitch McConnell took to the Senate floor shortly after 3 p.m., interrupting a perturbed Chuck Grassley, who was speaking at the time, to announce that Trump would sign it and declare a national emergency at the same time.
I hope the next time I get a chance to have the floor, I won't be interrupted. I yield the floor and put the rest of my statement in the record.
Mr. President.
Leader McConnell.
I've just had an opportunity to speak with President Trump. And he, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time. And I've indicated to him that I'm going to support the national emergency declaration. So for all of my colleagues, the president will sign the bill. We'll be voting on it shortly.
McConnell had previously warned the president against declaring a national emergency, but as you heard, he made an about-face and announced he would support it. Nancy Pelosi pounced on that idea.
I know the Republicans have some unease about it, no matter what they say, because if the president can declare an emergency on something that he has created as an emergency, an illusion that he wants to convey, just think of what a president with different values can present to the American people. You want to talk about a national emergency? Let's talk about today, the one-year anniversary of another manifestation of the epidemic of gun violence in America. That's a national emergency. Why don't you declare that emergency, Mr. President? I wish you would. But a Democratic president can do that. Democratic president can declare emergencies as well. So the precedent that the president is setting here is something that should be met with great unease and dismay by the Republicans. And of course, we will respond accordingly when we review our options.
The Senate voted first, passing the spending bill by a vote of 83 to 16, with the 16 no votes comprised of some strange bedfellows. Of the declared presidential candidates in the Senate, only Amy Klobuchar voted yes. Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Kirsten Gillibrand, and Elizabeth Warren all voted no. Though he hasn't yet declared his candidacy, Bernie Sanders voted yes. Ed Markey was the only other Democratic senator to vote no. The list of 11 Republicans who voted no include Ted Cruz, Tom Cotton, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, and Ben Sasse. A few hours later, the House voted, passing the bill 300 to 128. Then the White House announced that Trump would both sign the funding bill and the paperwork for his executive actions, including declaring a national emergency, at a Rose Garden event Friday morning. Trump claimed he'd cobbled together over $8 billion to build his wall, money that he claimed throughout his campaign would come from Mexico. $1.375 billion would come from the Homeland Security Appropriations Bill. This money can't be used to build a wall, but can be used to build other types of border barriers due to the way the bill is written. $600 million would come from the Treasury Department's Drug Forfeiture Fund, which would come from an executive action. $2.5 billion from the Defense Department's Drug Interdiction Program, which would come from an executive action. And $3.5 billion would come from the Defense Department's military construction budget, which would require a national emergency. In other news, William Barr was confirmed Thursday as U.S. Attorney General by the Senate. Rand Paul was the only Republican to vote against confirmation. Crossing over from the Democratic side, Doug Jones of Alabama, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona. Barr, who also served as Attorney General during President George H.W. Bush's administration, will oversee the Russia investigation, which he once criticized. He was sworn in by Chief Justice John Roberts. The good news is that Matthew Whitaker is no longer acting Attorney General. Amazon announced Thursday that it's backing out of its plan to build a new headquarters in New York City after facing intense backlash from some community members. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, whose district borders the proposed location, called it a victory.
I mean, it shows that everyday Americans still have the power to organize and fight for their communities, and they can have more say in this country than the richest man in the world.
What do you say to those that criticize them pulling out, that the district now is going to lose 25,000 jobs that could have come there?
Well, one of those things is, A, we were subsidizing those jobs. So for the city was paying for those jobs. So frankly, if we were willing to give Amazon willing to give away $3 billion for this deal, we could invest those $3 billion in our district ourselves if we wanted to. We could hire out more teachers. We can fix our subways. We can put a lot of people to work for that money if we wanted to. Additionally, those jobs, there was no guarantee that those jobs were for the New Yorkers that were here. We were looking at a deal that was not primarily putting the community first. And I think that we can absolutely come together to create an economic plan that actually invests in New Yorkers, in higher wages, and in a dignified life.
And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.